It's the Morning Mix on Mix 96.5. Sarah Pepper, Jeff Sheen, and Lauren Kelly. And we rarely get an icon that joins us in studio, but
that has happened this morning.
Barry Williams is here.
I'm impressed. Mostly that I woke up and died.
Well, thank you for doing that. You look fantastic,
it's
though.
It's nice to be here. I feel good.
Barry, the one thing that we love the most about you is that you have embraced the character of Greg Brady. Like a lot of people who were stars as children, they kind of just, you know, they say, that's not me. I've grown up from this. You really did. I mean, even when we met you in the lobby when you came in, like, we had a small fangirl moment. But it's because we grew up, not only, there have been generations that have grown up watching you. We grew up watching you. Our kids will grow up watching you. You know what I mean? It's something that everyone's been able to share. I told my mom that you were coming in this morning. She dropped the phone. You know
the
what I mean?
Actual real phone.
She has a home phone. Just not a cell phone. She dropped her actual physical home rotary phone.
That's so nice about the show is that it's been multicultural.
Yes.
Multi-generational is what I meant. Yeah. Now, do you know we celebrate our 50th year with the premiere of the first episode in September of 1969, next year, 50 years.
That's 50 years.
And it's never been off the air, and that's part of it. So as well as embracing it, because I've been proud of the show, it's like incorporating.
Barry, I know you don't know this because you just met us, but Jeff quotes your show, The Brady Bunch, to Lauren and I all the time. And he'll do this. Come on, The Brady Bunch! So thought it would be kind of fun here right now to see who knows The Brady Bunch better, Jeff Sheen or Barry Williams.
Oh, jeez.
The heat is on.
The heat is on now. The heat is on.
How does this game work?
It's called something I found on the internet, so it's totally true.
Do we have... internet never lies.
It's not on BuzzFeed, so we know
if you're looking for an answer,
quiz.
No matter what answer you're looking for, you can find it on the internet.
You will find an answer.
Just ask Siri or Alexa, they'll tell you. So this, according to the internet, that's always true information.
Do we get a buzzer?
So we're on a budget here, Barry. You just yell out your name to chime in.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how we work with all of our games. We're pretty fancy here.
My name for this game will be Buzz.
Okay. Oh, yeah, perfect.
It's called You're Always Going to Win.
The Ultimate Brady Bunch Quiz. Are you ready?
Dun, 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 dun.
There's a story of the best game show ever.
Da, 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 da.
All right, here
Don't
we go.
Leave out the trumpets. Da, 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 da. Okay, go ahead.
You got to keep that.
I have the full orchestra here.
All right, what classic film actor is Peter attempting to emulate when he says, pork chop?
Oh, I know that one.
Raspberry.
Wow, he slammed the desk first.
And
I'm going to tell you wow. I know.
Okay.
Mr. Humphrey Bogart.
Yeah.
And this is yours.
It was, yeah.
That's one.
Pork chops and applesauce. Jeez, that's swell.
Chops and applesauce.
Okay. It says, a tiki brings the Bradys bad luck in Hawaii. Which of the following misfortunes does not befall them?
Oh.
Alice hurts herself during hula lessons. Greg, in studio, has a surfing accident. Marsha's boyfriend suddenly breaks
up. You are so good at this, Barry.
My favorite episode. Hawaii, surfing. Yes. I mean, we were there for a week. I told the production company, I said, I'm really, really good surfer, but in Hawaii, the waves are different.
Yeah.
So you should send me there a week early to practice.
That's amazing.
I'm only asked for this because it'll save you time and money, and they did it.
Barry, I hate to be a Harper here, but answer, please.
And what was the question?
The
please?
Question was, a tiki brings the Bradys bad luck in Hawaii. Which one?
Marsha.
Oh, yeah. Marsha. Internet says correct.
Yeah.
Jeff, do you want to try one more?
Yeah, Marsha.
Oh, Marsha
didn't even have
punch.
An ex-boyfriend besides Davy Jones, and he didn't count because he was a pop star.
That's where my crush
Greg with the
started.
Surfing accident, Alice with the Hulu incident, and Peter has the tarantula on his chest.
Right. Oh, yeah.
A real tarantula, by the way.
Oh. All right, one more.
Do you think, I mean, should I take it easy on you now?
I mean, just give me half a beat. So it's just a half a beat.
If I sweep, it's cool. Okay, go ahead.
I think this is going to be a clean sweep.
I did write the book, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Just joining us, Barry Williams, Greg Brady from The Brady Bunch, battling Jeff Sheen in what the internet says, the ultimate Brady Bunch challenge. So far, Jeff has down 0-2. Jan rechecks her essay contest score and discovers she didn't really win. Who did? Doug Simpson, Jennifer Nichols, Marsha Brady, or Nora Combs?
Wow. That was one I don't know.
What is the answer? I'm going to go with Nora.
Nora?
Nora Combs.
I think it was the first one.
I mean, Barry, even when you guessed right!
I know.
Barry Williams, all they're doing is winning.
I have never been prouder to be totally dominated in a game of trivia.
Barry, thank you so much for coming in. Thank you for being a good sport.
A lot of fun. Thank you.
Had the absolute best time. You're awesome.
You.
And one more time. Who's the winner? Barry's the winner!